This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hi, Bob Boylan here. This concert is part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. You can watch Owen Pallett perform these songs on NPR.org or the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
One, two, three.
Waited out too far, lost sight of the shore, sunk beneath the surface. I closed my eyes. The undertow would take me out, the waves take me home. I went limp and I'd let the sea decide. Sweet confusion, you'll be my only child, my only child.
Hi, everyone. I'm Owen Pallett, and this is NPR's Tiny Desk. But I'm quite clearly not at the Tiny Desk studio in Washington, D.C., but in my disassembled bedroom here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I kind of took everything apart to make it a little bit more appealing to your eyeballs and create the illusion of a tiny desk. You might have clued in right now that I'm doing something a little different. Usually my live set, I'm like layering violins live on the fly, but I kind of decided to do something a little, you know, a little stereotypically NPR and play acoustic guitar and overdub some strings afterwards. And they told me it was okay, and I was kind of excited about the idea. But the thing that's funny for me is that I actually don't know what the strings are sounding like. You guys are hearing finished product, and I'm just playing through my songs with this guitar and singing right now. So hopefully it's going to just turn out great. So in 2007, I decamped to the eastern townships of in Quebec. And I went there with the band Beirut with the intention that we were going to do some recording, and that these recordings were going to result in my EP Spectrum 14th Century and their second album, The Flying Club Cup. And while we were there, Zach Condon, the lead singer of Beirut, he presented me with an instrumental and told me he wanted my help in finishing it. And he asked me if I would write a melody and some lyrics and even sing lead on the track as it appeared on the album. So I did so, and I wrote a song. And they don't play it live very often or at all, probably because it's really, really gay. And Zach doesn't want any more erotic fan fiction being written about us. But whatever the reason is, it's my pleasure to play it for you today. So this is a song by the band Beirut called Clico.
Plague in the workhouse, a plague on the poor, now I beat on my drum till I'm dead. Yesterday a fever, tomorrow St. Peter, I'll beat on my drum until then. But what melody will lead my lover from his bed? Yeah, what melody will see him in my heart? Set fire to foundation and burn out the station. You'll never get nothing of mine. The pane on my window will flicker and billow. I won't leave a stitch in behind. Oh, what melody will see my lover from his bed? Yeah, what melody will see him in my heart? Top of the hill, I'll sing of the bottles of wine that we left on our old windowsill. I'll sing of the years you will spend it, sadder and older, oh love, and the cold beyond common cold.
The song is called Perseverance of the Saints.
Across my eyelids, the silence of the spheres. What manner of evil would think it engineered? Still, I left my friends and family pastured and boarded a ship to spread the news. When I started to feel like I believed in a lie, climbed up a mountain to get my dues. Nobody wanted him dead. Nobody wanted him dead.
Very much. So yeah, this is going to be the last one I play, and it's off of my album In Conflict, which came out in 2014. And normally when I play live, I think I mentioned I do like live looping, and some of the songs get really overwritten and annoying, and this is one of those songs. So I'm kind of really excited to hear how it's going to turn out with just a guitar and overdubbed violin viola. I think it should be really fun. But yeah, this song, what can I say about it? Well, its origin came from a time that I spent as a child in Orkney Islands. And when I was there, there were sports that were going on, like football and rugby, and this particular game called ball or something, which I never understood, but it looked like just the whole town was, everybody was having a big fight in the streets. But yeah, after these games would happen, you'd see all these large groups of like men and boys covered in mud, grinning, and they'd just get these sticks and they'd get up into the back of flatbed trucks and pickups and just drive around the city, huge smiles on their faces, just banging and banging with their sticks on the truck. And it was such a beautiful image, and was like probably the only pure thing that men have ever done. But yeah, and it stuck with me and became the basis for this next song. So yeah, I'm excited to play it for you. I'm excited to hear it. It's going to sound with arpeggiated guitar instead of arpeggiated synth. And yeah, and thank you so much for watching. This will be the last song that I play. And thank you for listening to the songs. This is a song for 5 and 6. Thank you.
5 and 6. Even as a child you felt the terror of the infinite, stenciling your diagrams of trilogies and pyramids on the face of the infinite. Sing about a poetess, hyacinth around her feet, that it will never come again is what makes our life so sweet. Do you agree? Ooh, I disagree. There's a gap between what a man wants and what a man will receive. Ooh, the sun has set on me, and the gap between what a man wants and what a man will receive. He saved the game, and Escobar came from the grave to warn you with a bloody hand to never try to make the bend. Said like a blister under solo, the body will heal any heart, the body gradually transform, lose its features one by one, until it is as beautiful as the wind before the storm. Do you agree? There's a gap between what a man wants and what a man will receive. Ooh, the sun has set on me, and the gap between what a man wants and what a man will receive. Flatbed boys to the town, victorious and woe. The sticks smash on the flatbed boys on the wall. The sticks smash on the flatbed boys to the town, victorious and woe. The sticks smash on the flatbed boys on the wall. Boys on the wall. The sticks smash on the flatbed boys on the wall. The sticks smash on the flatbed boys to the town, victorious and woe. The sticks smash on the flatbed boys on the wall.
Summer is for going to the movie theater because it's too hot to stay home. It's for driving with the windows down, listening to your favorite music. It's for stretching out while you're on vacation to gobble up a TV show. For a guide to some of the TV, movies, and music we are most excited about this summer, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
On Wildcard, the new podcast from NPR, you'll hear people like comedian Jenny Slate reflect on their lives. What is something you think about very differently today than you did 10 years ago?
Dressing, like not salad dressing. I've always loved it and I'll never stop. dressing my body.
That's all part of the new game show Wildcard, only from NPR. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.